I really haven't reached out to anybody. I mean, the coaches here have been helping me with everything and just different stances that we have for different type of plays that we got called. So just getting that down, and when we get with the veterans, start working with them some more and learn from them, like I said.
What is it about your game that you're able to play from the outside at the size you are? Not many guys are that big and play outside.
I mean, yeah, I feel like for a big guy, I still have the ability to move and the ability to drop into space. So I feel like that's an advantage for me because when I come off the edge, I could do speed and power. Just because of my size, and I could drop into coverage. So I feel like it allows me to be more versatile and allow me to do more things for this team.
As the top guy in the class, do you feel a little added responsibility to be a leader for the rest of the class?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I first got drafted, they told me they were looking for me to be a leader. So I got to keep doing that, keep with these rookies, and hopefully my role expands as I make plays on the field and get with the veterans and start doing earning their respect. So hopefully my leadership role grows when I get with them. And right now I'm just focused on being the leader to the rookies. And not only me, guys like Josie and Cortland, those guys are great leaders as well. So just getting with them and making sure that we all have it down pat.
Your first couple days with your class, what's your impression overall? What does this class bring?
Well, that's a lot of good dudes in this class. I mean, it's a lot of guys I got to meet over the years during the little award shows and conferences and stuff like that. So I feel like we're pretty close already. I mean, a lot of guys talk to each other, knowing each other from years ago. Cortland and somebody else, they said they started playing football when they were 5 years old together, and now they're here. So I feel like that's pretty cool. And as a class, I feel like we're going to we bring a lot of energy and we bring a lot of energy, and I feel like we're looking forward to bringing that with the veterans and getting with those guys and learning from them, like I said earlier, and just meshing what we got and what they got and just making a great team.
Will you be working with Bill Cola or Reggie Herring?
What'd you say?
Will you be working with Bill Cola or Reggie Herring?
We've been mainly working with Coach Beaker. He's the outside linebacker coach, and then we've been with Kohler in the morning and stuff like that, getting the whole front stuff down, mainly Coach Beaker, though.
You're wearing a shirt that says accountability, and that's kind of been the theme of the offseason for this whole team. Just what does that word mean to you, and how can you display that as you go through this process?
I mean, I feel like to me it means just doing my job and making sure that I don't let anybody down. And I feel like as a rookie, a lot of eyes going to be on me, especially a guy that was picked number 5 overall. So a lot of eyes going to be on me, so I got to make sure I do my job, not only for myself but for this team, so we could get wins.
A lot of eyes on you in your own rookie class for the entire league. Josh Rosen said there were 9 huge mistakes in front of him. That includes number 5. Mm. What message would you have for him or any of the fans that maybe wanted a quarterback at 5 instead?
He has entirely his own opinion. I mean, I'm just going to go out and do what I do. I'm not going to focus on what anybody else said and just understand that for me to have success, I got to focus on myself and can't worry about what everybody else saying about me or the other 8 picks or 9 picks, like you said. So I'm just going to go out here and just have fun and enjoy and remember that this is a game of football. I'm going to just do what I've been doing since I was like 4 or 5 years old.
What are you, come Monday, most looking forward to when the vets get here, whether it's one specific person or one specific driller? What are you most looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to getting around those guys. I mean, we watch film on all the time, and seeing the things they do, I can't wait to just get around and watch how they operate. And seeing guys who've been doing it, like Vaughn and those guys, and Shaq and Shane, and seeing guys that have been doing it at a high level for so long, and seeing them actually how they work and how they prepare, I'm looking forward to that the most.
Have you met
Vaughn yet? No, not yet. Not yet.
What would you say to him?
Huh?
What would you say to him?
What am I going to say to him?
No.
What's up?
All right, thank you, Bradley.